At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, 'tis the season. And so you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters, so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back with another holiday newsletter. I'm Ashley Flowers.
I'm Holly Loren.
Hey, I'm Greg Hess.
And today's letter has a seasonal job that I've actually never heard of.
Okay.
Did you guys have any unique jobs that you worked over the holidays?
Oh, my God, yes. My first job in high school, I was a historical interpreter at the Museum of American Frontier Culture on the German farm in 1610.
What?
And I wore...
That's so many words.
Like, breeches. I was a time traveler from Germany, 1610 Germany. And I wore lederhosen and, like, stockings. And I had a hat. And I had to go around and explain to people how our farm worked. And I didn't read any of the materials. And so tourists would come through and I would just make things up. And they'd be like, what does this do? And I'd be like, that's the thistleholtz. It's how we take the thistles out. It would just be so insane.
Now there are people all over the United States who have like an incorrect history of Germany in the 1600s.
Yeah. And I had to work. Yeah. Holidays. I was always there because we had like candlelight things and caroling. I mean, I became an actor, so I guess that kind of lines up.
I liked being in comedy. I really liked that we always had to. I would complain. I'd be like, oh, in entertainment, you have to work over the holidays when everyone else is off and getting to like get together with family. And but I secretly loved it. I loved that I had a thing where I had to be and I could go do a show. And like on New Year's Eve, we would finish the comedy show with like 15 minutes left. And then there would be a huge balloon drop at midnight and everyone was toasting together and we would all sing. And I secretly loved it because I think like, I don't know, do you think New Year's Eve ends up always being sort of disappointing and like you want it to be something?
I fully appreciate that you had something to do and like made it magical because I know people hate New Year's Eve. I am not one of those people. New Year's Eve is like, all of my holidays rolled into one. I got married on New Year's Eve.
Really?
I freaking love New Year's Eve.
What do you do? How do you make it so wonderful? What do you do? Tell me your secret.
I mean, like, I always go out. Well, you know, I used to go out back in the day. But, like, I feel like anytime I went out for New Year's Eve, I never had a bad time. I know people say it's always, like, a letdown. But, like, if there was booze in a dance floor, I was having the time of my life. I'm in head-to-toe sequin. I own more sequin than anyone in Indiana should. It's my time to shine.
It is. That's your holiday.
I always remember New Year's Eve in Chicago, though, was always a thing where you'd be having fun in a bar, and then you'd go outside and be like, oh, my God, I can't get a cab.
It's freezing.
I will say the people who I've met who hate New Year's Eve somehow are all from Chicago. I think it's a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
Because you would like dress up to look good and then you would walk outside and nearly freeze to death from frostbite. And so, yeah, it was always a bad way to start off the new year.
Yeah.
Dying cold on the
street. Freezing, expensive, dangerous.
I love it.
Yeah. It's Chicago. It's Chicago. But now it's good to know that that is your time to shine.
My time to shine.
I guess we're going to Indianapolis this New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Show us how it's done.
All right. So let me tell you about this interesting seasonal job.
It's a wonderful life.
Family and friends, the Kestrels are flying south. I can see them from the little porch of the cottage, their golden brown wings bent to the wind. From the front stoop, I can hear the sea. When the wind is up, you'd swear there are voices carried in the salt mist.
Oh my God.
Is this Ernest Hemingway?
Ralph Waldo Emerson?
Season's greetings from your favorite active senior seasonal volunteer for the Bureau of Land Management.
Wow, this kind of sounds like my historical interpreter at the American Frontier Culture Museum.
Almost as many words.
As many words, still no meaning.
Active senior seasonal volunteer. Okay, I'm getting it.
I'm sending my greetings from the warmth of a cozy fire crackling in my stone fireplace and a slow soup simmering on the stove.
I mean, they really set the scene, but I hope it doesn't turn out to be a Unabomber type.
I mean, this person is very, very colorful. I mean, is this a book proposal or a holiday letter?
It's flowery is what it is. In the morning, on a calm day, the sea is like a mirror, and the voices I hear are the throaty calls of Canadian geese flying in their tight formation. I know that being alone in a small cabin among our feathered friends for the holidays sounds perfect.
Well, I mean, does it? I mean, I guess being alone in a cabin on the holidays is some person's idea of perfection with a bunch of birds.
But of course, utopia is an unattainable idea.
Yeah.
Let us not forget.
And the birds are leaving them. What's the name of the person, Ashley, who's writing?
This is Joyce Ann.
Joyce, alone in the cottage. Oh, I like her.
Off my cabin path and down the beach road, I can see the hedgehog.
Okay. Huh.
Capitalized, the hedgehog.
Okay.
He has a blue tousled head and a psychotic grin.
What?
I am surrounded by the purity of nature, but there is still the threat of capitalist culture encroaching.
Oh. Wait, a psychotic grin on a hedgehog? I think she's eating the mushrooms around the land.
The hedgehog's name is Sonic.
Oh.
And while I hear that he is called this because he likes to go fast, he never moves as the kestrels and the geese do. He is made of fiberglass. Children ride go-karts in the space between his enormous red sneakers.
Oh, it's a go-kart place with the Sonic the Hedgehog on it.
So I have spent much of the year trying to be rid of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, see, yeah. I don't know how I called this, but I was definitely getting some, like, eco-terrorist vibes.
I mean, it doesn't go with the vibe of the seagrass and the kestrels.
Well, if you've been to the beaches where I grew up, it definitely does.
Oh, okay.
But private land may be used at the owner's discretion. As you know, the Bureau of Land Management works for public land. The land the cabin is on and on down the beach is for everyone. Sonic Hedgehog is beyond our jurisdiction. When I look at him, it's like he's laughing about it.
I like Sonic Hedgehog. She even dropped the out of there. Old Sonic Hedgehog.
Her nemesis.
I've steered clear of most of the other active senior seasonal volunteers.
Oh, wonder why.
The cabin has all I need.
Oh.
A little stove and radio, a bed that creaks, a shower that taps a well whose water sometimes smells of frogs. I love it.
If you're showering in that shower, guess what, babe? You smell like a frog too now.
Hey, Joyce Ann, we're going down to ride go-karts at Sonic the Hedgehog. Do you want to come with? No, I'm staying in my cabin and looking at the birds and eating my soup.
Anyone notice Joyce smells like frog water?
I've even decorated for the holidays. This fall, as the temperature begins to dip, I collected vines, soft grasses, and berries that I dried and crafted into homemade wreaths and garland. The cabin looks as cute as a movie set.
Ooh, Ashley, I'm picturing my horniest Christmas movie of all time.
What?
Remember last year we were talking about the horniest movie of all time, the Christmas one where she goes to the cabin and Jude Law is there?
I do not remember us talking about this, and I probably blocked it out of my mind for this very reason.
First of all, I remember you talking about The Holiday. I don't recall you calling it the horniest movie.
Okay, well, now the truth comes out.
I think you called it your favorite Christmas.
It only
movie.
Took a year.
That for me is like, that is the formula, man. A stone cottage, a fireplace, a record player, and endless bottles of wine. And Jude Law at the front door? Come on. I mean,
I think all she has is dried berries. Where are you getting this?
I know.
She just subscribe to the set of the holiday.
You just jumped from dried berries right to Jude Law, and I'm worried.
I need to cool off one sec. Give
Babe,
me a second.
I'm right here.
Warning, it's movie. I can't.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The update on me is that it has been a really lovely year. My days of volunteering are not quite strenuous. I repair signs and keep the trails tidy. I check to see that the sluice gate is closed.
May I ask what a sluice gate is and what a sluice is?
If I know.
I think a sluice gate is the is like a grate that collects stuff that's going down a waterway.
It's the horniest grate of all.
Sluice gates are my horny place.
You guys get turned on by ditches, right?
I love a sluice gate. Oh my God. Can you imagine Jude Law working a sluice gate? Now that's my dream.
Glenn and Christine wanted me to stay closer to the city. They are well, and the twins will both graduate from School of the Arts this year. Do you guys ever notice that everyone who writes us has twins?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there
twins
is
are a thing.
Why is that happening?
Maybe you're like more inclined to write if they're like, I don't know, something about twins makes you want to put out a newsletter.
I feel like more people are having twins. Do we have data on this?
I know. It does seem like there are more twins.
Yeah.
But I've had enough business in my life. I wanted the salt air and the wind and the seagrass and the birds. I have all these.
Suck it, twins. I got birds.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
In the summer months, I watched hundreds of cars mindlessly drive by this quiet body of water on their way to beach bum jet ski rentals. People just don't know what they're missing.
She does not like the encroachment of trash beach culture onto the wetlands.
Capitalism.
Truly.
Yeah.
Now we just need like a putt-putt golf and...
bumper boats?
Yeah, we just need some bumper boats, some putt-putt golf.
You know why the cars are mindlessly driving by? Because beach bum jet ski rentals is right next to like a concession stand where you can get like cheese fries and stuff.
I threw Holly off of a jet ski once and she's never gotten on one with me again.
No, I was very mad. He was driving crazy and I lost an earring.
Well, that's how you drive on a jet ski.
I know.
But I'm Team Greg here.
Thank you.
But that's why you have to be the driver though. It's hard to hold on. If, you know, when you're the driver, you're sort of like moving with the G forces. G's? Is that a thing?
Sluice gate.
I got thrown across the surface of the water and eaten by a sluice.
When birds fly over this pond, they see a banquet. They skim its placid surface and catch insects with their flashing beaks. They meet and chatter, they strut and preen, they fly away. I check the box on my clipboard. The birds are perfect. Humanity is messy. We have gotten too busy.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. And also, if she's getting up on a soapbox, it's gentle.
We could all stand to look at a few birds and clean a few sluices.
Oh, she's on the soapbox. Another word on the hedgehog.
Oh, here we go. She's pissed.
The hedgehog's purpose is to entice people to enter a place called Sonic Boom Extreme Fun Zone. Ugh. This is a zone dedicated to go-karts and axe throwing.
Oh, yes. See? Trash culture at its finest.
Wow.
I think they should start a thing called gun throwing where everybody gets a loaded pistol and you have to throw it at a target.
Indiana will be the first to sign
up. Totally.
Yeah.
It's owned and operated by Buddy Conway. I have stared across county commission meetings at Mr. Conway as he listened to me address the assembly about the value of public land set apart from development. I have listened to him talk about the economic value of extreme fun zones. I have heard the county commissioners, several of whom are also in the Conway clan, theorize about how driving on the beach packs down the sand and thus prevents beach erosion. All of this, of course, is malarkey.
Yep. Oh. And Joyce doesn't care for
calling
it.
Calling out Buddy Conway and the nepotism of this local assembly.
Every holiday letter needs a real enemy.
There really isn't an extreme fun zone that I can see as a... I mean, maybe it creates jobs, but extreme fun zones in general seem like they're a bad idea for most communities. Just this is my thought.
This is coming back to me. I used to work at a Racing Rapids water park that sounds exactly like this. And I would just like tan my teen skin in the Midwestern summer sun and eat from the concession stand and then like go out with all the other lifeguards at night and drink like Southern Comfort in a forest preserve.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. This just sounds like an STD in the form of a story. In the form of a summer job.
In the form of a lazy river.
Several months of this was irritating and I was bothered. It must have been on my mind because one night I had a strange dream where I chained myself to the hedgehog.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I was younger and my hair wasn't white. I was singing and the birds answered like in the beginning of Cinderella. Don't worry, I don't plan on acting out my fantasy. My knees can't handle climbing a hedgehog.
Oh my gosh, she did eat some mushrooms.
It's winter now, of course. Off season, they call it here. The rib shack and the jet skis are shuttered, and I do not hear the roar and scratch of go-karts. Buddy Conway is probably somewhere wearing a Crab Shack shirt with an inappropriate slogan.
Take that, buddy!
Wait, in a, oh, like I got my crabs at Dirty Dick's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly. If I know Buddy Conway, and I think I do.
But the wetlands have no off-season. I stir honey into my tea. Christmas carols are playing on the radio. I check my clipboard. I regularly check for any sandbags that have blown down in the frigid wind overnight.
They could have ended up in the sluice gate. Better check that too.
I step out onto the porch.
Jude Law's standing there in a...
The wind has stopped. The sea is glass. The jagged line of the shore has been carved into a new shape. Tomorrow, it will be another. I hear a voice. Staccato joy. A loud warbler. Greeting the dawn. My eyes are bad, and he is small. A smudge of lemon yellow on a peeling blue. She is standing on the hedgehog. I hope she is building a nest in its eye. Merry Christmas, Joyce Ann.
Oh my God.
Joyce can write.
Joyce is a former
what.
English teacher. I just feel it. I just feel it. I hope she's building a nest in its eye. Take that, Buddy Conway. The birds will reclaim what is theirs.
The horniest hedgehog.
Hell hath no fury like a Joyce Ann scorned.
I do hope Jude Law shows up at her place.
I hope he has a scarf and a bottle of Barolo.
All right.
Cool yourself, girl.
All right, yeah. This is getting a little too adult.
Well, there you have it. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets their order from a concession stand at a go-kart track. Now manage your expectations like Joyce manages the land and dive into the bumper boat pond that is this late-stage capitalist nightmare we call the holidays. Sure, it's not always pleasant to look at, but you can always build a nest in its eye. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production. Produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.